at the Health Show here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and I am with the lovely Donna Gilbreth from Wobenzym. What a great company name. Tell us a bit about what the company is.
Wobenzym is a systemic enzyme, okay? It's a kind of thing that you would take either as a prophylactic, as a preventative for inflammation, or if you get into a situation where you have acute inflammation from sports injury, from stress injury, post-surgical, from osteoarthritis, from sinusitis, that type of thing. Inflammation, as a lot of people know, is a precursor to many disease issues that happen. So there are a number of people who will take Wobenzym so bad things don't happen to them in the future. There are other people, of course, who have chronic issues, like I said earlier, sinus problems, eczema, stress injuries. And in that case, you would take this Wobenzym, and it's a very studied product. It's been on the market close to 60 years. It's one of the most studied enzymes on the market. So how you would use it is you want it to get directly into your bloodstream. So you don't want it to be taken with food in the belly. Otherwise, it just becomes a digestive enzyme. So, empty belly, lots of liquid, so take it with a nice glass of water, and then it's absorbed directly through the small intestine and released into the bloodstream, where it basically scavenges. So it's going to eat up inflammation. It's going to eat up arterial plaque. It's actually going to help your immune system by breaking down the carapaces on viruses. So a lot of people also just take it as an immune enhancer. For people who've had...
Let's talk about me. You know why? And you can relate it to me because I'm interested in anything that can help with pain. I had back-to-back pregnancies. One child, 5 weeks later, pregnant again. Not what I had anticipated happening after my first child. And because I was in a state of... pregnancy for 2 years, my hips, now I have bursitis, I have severe pain, so I can wear high heel shoes and look cute for half a day, but the other half I'm in excruciating pain. How would it help somebody like me when it comes to hip and joint inflammation and pain?
Okay, this is a perfect situation. As you know what, I come back to the booth, I'll make sure that you get some so you can use yourself as a test subject. I'll give you enough that you can take it in a fairly high dose for a month, and then I want you to report back your findings. So you're going to take it twice a day, and in a situation like yours, because you've had this inflammation for a long time, I would take a slightly higher dose, probably 3 twice a day. But seriously, it is going to get in and eat up that inflammation and balance the immune system so the inflammation doesn't come back.
Because we're in a society where people are we in more pain than we were many years ago? I would say maybe, maybe not. But I think that because of the foods that we eat, our exposure to chemicals nowadays, the way we fought inflammation and pain years ago is very different today. And so now that we're on this rat mill of people, now we're taking painkillers. And why is everyone on pain medicine? Talk about that a bit.
I totally agree about the food supply. We are the third or fourth generation of people who've had access, easy access to junk food. We are way more sedentary than we have ever been before. All the sports facilities, or not sports facilities, but sports programs have been yanked out of schools. You don't see kids out running around anymore. So poor diet, we're sedentary, and we just expect now that if we hurt, that we're not going to treat it by removing the source of the pain. We're going to treat it by masking the pain. And then what happens? You mask the pain, you keep up with the bad behavior, the pain becomes chronic, and then you end up on painkillers for the rest of your life.
And it's no fun. And certainly, I know for me, what I'm doing is I'm working out 3 days a week starting last month because I'm trying to find other ways to treat my pain. I take kombucha every day and I have ginger. But still, my type of pain is on the low end of those who suffer chronically from pain. So there's got to be more to it. Talk more about what Wobenzym does.
Okay, Wobenzym, if you want to take it for...
Wobenzym. I love that name.
Wobenzym, taken for... chronic pain. Like there are situations where the pain is, you know, a product of, you know, nerve damage during surgery or something like that. That's something that Wobenzym is not going to help. But where it's from repeated motion, people who end up having to have wrist surgery and so on from working at their computers too long. It's perfect for people who work out in the gym. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Wobenzym website, there's even a special protocol for people who are entering in marathons, right? But any situation where you have chronic pain, like I was saying, people who work out at the gym really, really heavy, lifting you know, massive amounts of weight, Wobenzym is perfect for them because they're in a state of chronic inflammation, which then compromises their immune system, right? So if they do Wobenzym, it's going to take care of both aspects. It's going to get rid of the pain and help the immune system.
You said it's been on the market for 60 years. Tell us a bit about the history of the company before we wrap it up.
It was developed in Germany. Two people whose names have totally escaped me right now. But the term Wobenzym comes from the first initials of two of their names put together, which is why it's such an odd name. The facility itself, I've never had the pleasure of touring it, but it's extremely high-tech. It's almost one of those things that it looks like it's something out of a science fiction movie where people wear the biohazard suits and so on, because you do not want to be inhaling these types of live enzymes, right? You don't want them eating up nasal tissue and stuff like that. And that's also why the tablets are enteric coated, right? So that they get through the gut down into the small intestine.
Where do people go to find out more about your company and the product?
They can go to either directly to the Wobenzym website, and it's W-O-B, and then enzyme without the E on the end. They can go to the distributor, which is trophicproducts.com, and they can visit any mainstream health food stores.
Donna, thank you for being on healthradio.fm, and enjoy the rest of your show.
Super, thanks so much.